Well, today bringing you coverage of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association annual convention going on in Oklahoma City. I'm Leslie Smith. This morning, talking about sustainability, we're joined by Rod Snyder. He's president of Field to Market. And first off, Rod, can you explain your company and what is Field to Market?
Sure. Field to Market is a nonprofit 501c3 organization. It's a multi-stakeholder organization. So we have 60 members across the food and ag supply chain that includes growers, groups, agribusiness companies, food and retail brands, and also conservation groups.
Okay. And by having all these groups together, I guess, you know, what is your goal with trying to kind of get everyone, I guess, aligned?
Yeah, the goal of the organization is to help to figure out a common way to communicate and define and really even just measure sustainable outcomes in U.S. agriculture. So it's quite a powerful thing if you can get the entire food and ag supply chain talking the same way and measuring the same way about, you know, outcomes such as soil erosion or water use or water quality or energy use, really coming to some common definitions is where we started. And then we built, really this year in earnest, began to scale up a supply chain program so that downstream food companies could better understand the way that they're sourcing commodity crops in the U.S. around these environmental outcomes.
With such a diverse agricultural industry, is it hard to build consensus across all different commodities and different producers and just so many different, I guess, aspects to the industry?
Yeah, it took 5 or 6 years to build the metrics that we're currently using to look at sustainability. And we really did not ever want to move forward with any of these metrics and indicators without the full consensus of the membership. So we really had to dig in and find the best available science to help understand what practices impacted which environmental outcomes. And that's hard work. But I think that we couldn't move forward really with scaling up the program until we had that foundation really resolved.
A lot of aspects. It sounds a lot, maybe a little bit more on the farming side. So how are you also adapting this, including livestock producers and then here talking about beef production?
Absolutely. So Field to Market is exclusively looking at row crops, commodity crops in the U.S. So corn, soy, cotton, wheat, rice, and potatoes are the 6 crops that we're currently looking at. I think the important connection to the beef side, of course, is that they consume a lot of feed grain. And so if the beef sector wants to start looking at and is starting to look at sustainability, a component of that footprint is going to be the feed. So what we hope that we can do is provide some of the learnings that we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years around sustainability of feed grain and hopefully the beef industry doesn't need to reinvent the wheel or recreate the science when that consensus has kind of already been achieved with a lot of these same important players like Walmart or McDonald's.
Okay. And so far, what kind of steps has the beef industry taken to kind of move forward in this effort?
Well, I'm not closely tied into the beef effort, except I know that they have held some initial meetings this year to begin to figure out how to put together a multi-stakeholder effort of their own, bringing together the key stakeholders and perhaps putting something that looks a lot like Field to Market, but more on the beef side. I know a lot of the different animal ag groups are kind of approaching that increasingly in 2014.
With this aspect, are you finding that by kind of getting the industry kind of on the same page, is there going to be a reward, or is this going to become an expectation of producers?
Well, I think it remains to be seen how all of the companies will end up deploying this kind of information. I think that right now there's not necessarily a specific financial incentive or premium around sustainability. There's a couple of benefits. One is a lot of the producers that are using the Field to Market program are learning about their production practices in a way that they haven't looked at before or having information and comparisons and benchmarks that allows them to see against state or national averages or even against regional averages. Are they performing well or not well? And sometimes you can actually increase profitability if you make certain adjustments around sustainability. So some of that is hopefully a benefit to producers. Down the road, it probably ultimately is about how we ensure long-term market access to many of these major food brands that want to communicate to the consumers in this way. And so you look at a lot of these companies that are setting sustainability goals, they really are needing to track this farm-level information in order to say whether or not they're meeting the goals that they've stated to their consumers.
Well, today we've been joined by Rod Snyder. He's president of Field to Market, one of the presenters at the Texas Cattle Feeders Association convention going on in downtown Oklahoma City. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.